The Legends with 888 Sport. Whatever your sport, take them on. Bet now. Gamble responsibly.
Liverpool have done it!
Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 01514720967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Good evening, this is the Radio City Legends. I'm Steve Hothersall, John Aldridge, Graham Sharp in the house for the penultimate time this season. Tonight and Monday, and then it's all wrapped up. Boys, can you believe it's gone so quick? Does it feel like it's gone quickly this season?
When I first started in the radio in the early noughties, we couldn't believe how quick the seasons
used to go.
It has gone quick, hasn't it? It's like life, it just flies past. Yeah. But it's not been as good of a season as I thought it would be. I knew we'd go to the right to the death with the top four, and I knew that would be a scramble, which is... It's been in the end, but it could have been better, could have been worse, couldn't it?
Everton?
No, what was the question?
The season's gone so quick.
The season's gone so quick. Was the season expected? I'm surprised it went as long as it did. I thought Chelsea at one stage looked as if they were home and dry, so credit to Tottenham for keeping it going for as long as it did. Obviously, I would say the fourth spot now is the one that everybody's playing for. And for me, Liverpool are favourites for that, with the fixtures and everything else. And it's just going to be interesting to see what the fallout is, especially at Arsenal. You know, if Liverpool pip Arsenal, you know, what do they decide in terms of Wenger, you know, the way forward? I know there's been a lot of animosity and everything shown towards Wenger. So that's a little twist at the end. I still think it'll be... Chelsea, Tottenham, City and Liverpool for the top four. Mm. Arsenal to miss out, obviously United out there as well. But I think the ramifications of Arsenal not getting in that top four
would be interesting. So, yeah. And any other club, you know, the manager would go, but he's been so pivotal. But hey, all good things come to an end, as they say. You know, and we'll have to see how it pans out. You know, if we knacker things up, the weekend, then we simply don't deserve.
You're still not 100%, are you? I mean, it's basically the only storyline of this weekend, isn't it? Relegation's already been decided. There's nothing else to be interested in the Premier League.
No, it's not really.
Did I read somewhere? I thought I read somewhere today. It says it's important for Liverpool that they finish third. Why is that?
It's very complicated. I read it in this morning's Echo. You know, what can happen if there's a lot of it's about seeding.
Right.
Liverpool have to be seen. And there's a lot of results at the weekend in other leagues, in the Dutch league and the German league, where, you know, if certain teams win, that will help Liverpool to be seeded.
Right, OK.
And then if Man United go in, they'll be seeded before Liverpool. Okay. And Liverpool might drop out the seed, which means they will
tough
have one hell of a game to get through. Okay. Yeah.
It's quite hard to explain, actually.
It's
two pages on
it's
the end.
Very, very complicated.
I read it twice and I still didn't understand it. I just thought, what does that mean?
So what happens for Liverpool to get third? What City have to lose?
Or draw, and Liverpool, you know, give
a good few goals.
A few, you know, right, whacking it, but we don't know. Mm. Lose or draw. You know, City, Liverpool can pick. But I think they'll go to Watford. I think they'll turn them over.
I tell you what, Watford... You know, looking at it last week, they're a big, big side. You know, set pieces, you know, City haven't been great at that. So, you just never know. But
things happen.
Of course they do. Last game of the season, everybody expects things happen, they don't. But I'd expect Liverpool to win comfortably at Middlesbrough.
What do you make of the story at Watford at the moment, the manager being given the boot because apparently he couldn't speak English?
Steve, I was right...
Talking about it.
I was right behind him last Friday when we played there. And he was demented. He was like jumping up and down. He was like Basil Fawlty, holding his head in his hands and all that kind of thing, and shouting and screaming at the players in Italian. The players were looking over and having to go back at him, you know, shouting at him. He took off one of the players. He walked right past him, just blanked him, went right down the tunnel. And you could sense they weren't playing for him. Yeah. They weren't interested. They weren't listening to him. Obviously, couldn't listen to him because he didn't understand him. But it was a shambles. It was an absolute shambles. And I'm thinking, where's this guy? He's managed it. Milan. Is it Milan he's managed to? I think he's managed into Milan. You know, so it's not as if he's a nobody. But I just think they've got to learn the language.
Oh, come on.
Especially if, yeah, we're critical at times when British players go abroad and not learn the language. If he's got a job in the Premier League, he's got to learn the language.
I went to the Sociedad where they spoke two languages, Basque and Spanish, and straight away, this is not my country, you know, I've got to knuckle down here. And every, after training like 4 or 5 times a week, I'd have someone to come and tutor me in the villa where I was staying and all that for an hour. And you know, picked it up and I could converse, you know, I wouldn't say no time, but, you know, I'd done all right, better than I thought. You're not living in your own country. Mm. Come on. You know, everyone knows that English is a lazy language we talk about, but everyone can speak English, so the English don't really bother with other
languages.
Languages. But this fella's come, and he's been there a season.
Mm. And still can't speak it. Were you told you had to learn it, or did you decide yourself?
I decided myself. Yeah. And Darren Ackerson, to be fair, Darren had a go, and Kevin Richardson, because they could see I could converse. Mm. So they got involved. You're in a different country. Yeah. You've got to have respect for the people you're surrounding.
And I think they respect
you. You got what he deserves.
Yeah, I think they respect you if you try and get in their culture and the language and everything else. But no, I just thought there's no way you can manage a football team shouting and screaming from the touchline in a different language.
Steve McLaren had a go, didn't he? David Moyes also had a go.
David Moyes couldn't speak Spanish. He was in there for a season. Yeah. He didn't bother.
But I think it was Gary Neville the same.
Yeah.
He didn't speak it by the end.
I'm not sure.
Well, he was only there 2 minutes, Neville, I think.
It can't be easy to learn.
David Moyes, I know from people in San Sebastian, didn't really bother learning the language. Mm. Which,
just before we get to some of the callers, another topic today that has come to the fore that you two have been bleating on about all season, so hopefully it will appease you. And this is about simulation. So the FA has announced it will punish simulation with retrospective action from next season. So players found guilty of simulation under the new offence of successful deception of a match official will receive a 2-match ban.
But who's going to decide that?
That's off me, by the way.
That's when you need an ex-player on the panel.
Yes.
Just trying to look down. A panel consisting of one ex-match official, one ex-manager, so that's you two, and one ex-player, so that's you two, will be asked to review all available video footage. Yeah. We can't get a more fair collection of people, can you,
Steve,
to make those
decisions? We know. You know straight away what is and what's not. There might be a little bit of a grey area on some. You'll have to have a little look at, but you know. About time. Hit them in the pocket. Yeah. Hit them in the pocket. Half a week's wages. That'll keep them on the feet. Mm. Half a week's wages and a 2 or 3 game ban. And it'll straighten the game out a little bit. Mm.
Now, the rules say only in circumstances where the panel come to a unanimous agreement would the FA charge the individual. So all three of you. So when you're on that panel, all three are going to have to confer and basically say we agree with each other.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I can tell you now, you can show 100 instances there, and we would all agree on the ones that we know, and the fans as well. It's there, it's blatant, it's 100%, you see the ones.
Yeah. Go on, worst culprits. Give us the worst culprits. Simulation.
I think Costa and Hazard, up
Costa,
there.
Costa, dear me.
They're right up there. I wouldn't say Tottenham's not
Coutinho,
too bad.
Firmino. Lallana.
We're not bad. Coutinho should go down for the penalty that time the other week. Liverpool aren't too bad, but even if
Lucas did a terrible one last week.
That was a bad one at Watford. But no, you think about it. Evans not bad.
Now that you just hope the penny drops to some of the players that know that's going to happen now, and they say, well, just eradicate this from the game.
But don't you think, as well as just getting banned, hit them in the pocket. Hit them in the pocket.
Well, that's what hurts, isn't it?
Go on, have that, have a week's wages, bang. See you go on your backside quicker than that up again.
Liverpool are the fairest team in the league. Have you not seen that, Sharpie? Can you table out top of the fair play
league? Why doubt you?
Let's get the first caller on.
A few people doubt you nowadays, but not me.
It's the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. He's a bad man, it's Graham Sharp. Let's talk with Frank in Halewood. Evening, Frank.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
What you've just been talking about there, don't forget, idiots run the game, so they'll put idiots on the panel, so they'll never get it right. Don't forget about doing anything like that, because it's going to go belly up.
Do you reckon? Do you reckon?
Oh, yeah.
I can understand you thinking that way, because you're spot on. You know, the way the game's been run for years and years. You know, people, you know, should have been mummified in many, many ways. But I think this is a positive, and they know, like, you know, the ones who are going to go in the panel, they can't make themselves look stupid. You know, they're not the FA. You know, these are genuine people who's been involved in the game. And if they get it wrong, people will laugh. They'll get the sack. They'll be on good money. Don't get me wrong, but they'll get the sack because people will pinpoint at them as well.
Come on, John. Look at how many people have been towards the panel in our game for different various reasons, and look at the decisions they come out with when it's clearly blatant.
No, but
you know what I mean, and it's like it's.
I know, Frank, I know your pessimism is spot on, but this is something that we all know. You know, as fans, we know as ex-players, when you see it straight away, you go, cheat, don't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's hope anyway. Well,
I would even go as far as not put the referee on you and just put a player and the manager.
Mm. Yeah.
The only way to do it is self-policing. I'll go back to when Suarez done it against Stoke and he threw himself on the floor. Like, don't get me wrong, even after that, he went down when he was supposed to, but he never ever done anything like that again. And
He did when he scored against Everton at Goodison Park. Well, that was the best one he ever done, mate.
Well, that's it, isn't it? But what I'm saying is, because it was so bad and he made a fool of himself, someone's had a word with him. Know what I mean? And that's the only way to do it, is self-police it, like, know what I mean? But I'd say, how can you do it? Anyway, what I was going to phone up for is putting our season into context. People are like a bit disappointed, but not a bit. I hear we haven't challenged longer than all that. I want to look at it the positive in Bearing. We made a mistake, maybe not in like making the squad a bit bigger in January, but our injury this season has been horrendous. And I know other clubs have had injuries and all that, but when you think about it, it's been our main players, Coutinho, Mane, Henderson.
Yeah.
The back two,
Lallana,
the back two have been bought to play together. They've been fairly successful when they played, but they played like half a season together.
Yeah, true.
Know what I mean? And so if you put the injury list into context to where we've gone, I think we haven't done too bad.
Fair comment, I think in hindsight as well, Frank, it's actually helped the manager to put his case across to the owners. Say, look, I've got you. Hopefully, please, God, fourth place if we finish there.
Yeah.
There you go, and you can see what's happened this year. You've seen the bench, you know, on many, many occasions, full of kids, you know. Your point is spot on, absolutely spot on. But I think if we get there, you know, the manager will have they can't not say no to the manager.
Well, I think the other bonus is bearing in mind that he didn't spend in January. You should have a few bob extra to spend. And Sunday it'll be fine because I broke into Anfield today and I've taken away all the guns, so there'll be no shooting themselves in the foot this weekend, trust me.
No, let's hope not.
I just thought there was a little strain of the violins coming in there as well.
no violins, Charlie. Listen, the violins are all over your side. Don't worry about that, mate. But put it into context, I think it's been okay. Could have been a little bit better, but in terms of how we've been with injuries, I think everyone...
Now, as long as we finish fourth, Frank, it's very acceptable, isn't it?
We will, mate. Don't worry if that's all done and dusted now.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Frank.
All right, cheers, fellas.
Nice one. Right, of course, right in the midst of the Championship playoffs at the moment, Huddersfield winning in the Yorkshire Derby last night.
Yeah.
Danny Ward with the save right at the end.
Good save.
Certainly, wasn't it? How close is he, John? Do you think to actually being perceived as a Liverpool choice?
I've watched him, you know, many times, doing the games for the under-23s. He's a very good keeper, you know. He's played for Wales, still very young, relatively young, but he's had a great season for Huddersfield, by all accounts. And I've only seen a little bit on telly, the saves he's made. I believe he's coming back next season anyway, so he's going to work with Mignolet and Karius if he's still there. So he will be coming back and he'll be pushing for the place. I'm pretty sure along the way because he's got great potential, you know. And he's a big lad, you know. He's nothing really phases him.
No, I like him. So Huddersfield against Reading, Sharpie.
Yeah, I'd have preferred Sheffield Wednesday, only being for the fact it's, and no disrespect to Huddersfield, I think it's a great achievement for and Reading, but you know, Sheffield Wednesday are a massive club.
Yeah.
You know, and Huddersfield, how many did Huddersfield get? Okay, they'd go into the Premier League, which would be a fantastic achievement for them. But it's a little bit like Bournemouth, isn't it? You know, and we talked about it last week about the league being not as strong as it was. So if you
prefer Huddersfield to go in, into the top.
Yeah, you're only there. That means it's not as far a travel for you, isn't it? Rather than Reading.
I just didn't know.
Yeah, good for them.
And being ex-Oxford and Reading didn't really get on as well years ago. And Swindon.
Reading have been in the Premier.
They've been in, yeah.
And they've been in.
It's a nice stadium.
Yeah, it's a good stadium, yeah. It's nice so stadium. Huddersfield haven't been in, so yeah. Fingers crossed.
Give it to them. 7:15. Radio City and Radio City Talk. It's the Legends with 888 Sport. Aldo and Sharpie, get your calls in. 4720967. Our penultimate show of the season. If you've not called before and you always wanted to, give us a shout. Come on, we're very nice. 0151 4720967.
This is the home of red and blue banter and debate. Call now. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Right, it's 7:50. Give us a shout if you'd like. This is the Radio City Legends, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp in the studio. Penultimate one of this season. Right, of course, we know who our teams are playing this weekend, and then after that, it's a case of maybe looking in the transfer markets for new players. So some of the links that have been made today. So, of course, still Everton being linked with...
Everybody.
It's not just one key link, though, with Swansea.
He's come out and said he's happy where he is. And the boy, Paul Clements, just went in there. He wants to keep him. And Sigurdsson's saying he's happy, so I think it's very unlikely that will happen. I hope I'm wrong, because I think he's a decent player.
Well, he's been the best player of any team below eighth, really, hasn't he, in the league?
Yeah, and then the link to some, there was a rumour that the manager was spotted in a certain hotel in Manchester with the boy who plays for Napoli. I can't remember his name, but that's another rumour, and there was a picture of him, whether it was the manager or not, I'm not too sure.
Koulibaly?
Mertens.
Oh, Mertens. Dries Mertens.
Yeah. So, again, the rumours are rife. So we don't know.
The Rooney one won't go away, will it?
No, I know, yeah.
Still convinced that might happen?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know whether Wayne hasn't played much football, but the occasions, the last couple of games where he's played, you know, he struggled a little bit, you know, and I think he needs to play regularly. It's as simple as that. I honestly don't know what's going to happen to Manchester United. I honestly don't know what's going to happen, whether he sees he's got a future there. He's been linked with going to China as well. That's still on the radar as well. So listen, we don't know. It's all speculation at this moment in time.
Had some rather sort of bad publicity last week regarding his gambling and things, didn't he?
But I've got nothing better to write about. Listen, I don't know. That's him. I don't want to read about that. I want to see what he does in the football pitch. Yeah. He's got to have a life.
Yeah, but you would hope he doesn't do that wouldn't you?
Well, listen, you think it's excessive, and to everybody it is very excessive, but that's none of our business. We don't need to know that. You know, he can afford to do it.
Maybe he can, maybe he can't. Right, let's go back to the phone lines. It's the Radio City Legends. Next up, we're talking Everton with Joe in Walton. Evening, Joe.
Evening, mate. Hi. How are we, Sharp?
Hi, Joe.
Sharpie, first things first, mate. I don't know if you recall when we played Tottenham away. You actually took time out your busy schedule, mate, and you stopped and had a very good conversation with me on Goodison Road. We were talking about the boxing, Bellew and stuff.
All right, yeah.
I want to say thanks for your time, mate. Proper
no problem.
Decent man, Everton through and through. I love that. A couple of things, Sharp. I mean, I listen regularly, and you know, I'm one of them. I do like to footnote sometimes, I don't. So I like to sit back and observe, but a couple of things I'd like to talk to you about, Sharp. The first one being, you know, them from across the park moaning on before about injuries. Are they messing about injuries, Sharpie? Seriously, they've had niggles, they've not had Galassi out for a year, Mo Bezic out for a year, Seamus Coleman gonna be out for a year, McCarthy most of the season, the list goes on, but we just crack on, we just get on with it, we don't look for excuses, Sharpie.
Good shout, Joe, good shout, I'm loving it.
It is what it is, everyone gets injuries, also, I know you're probably raging there,
I love it, Joe, I love it, mate, I love it, yeah. We had Gomez out for a year and Ings out for a year. And then we had, you know, the other ones have been out for a long time. But I couldn't quite understand what you're saying, pal.
What it is, don't get me wrong, Coutinho, he's very gifted. It pains me to say it as a Blue, but he's gifted, and yet your games will change when you don't have him. But, you know, the money you've spent over the years, the strength and depth you've got, we shouldn't really be here and moaning. Same as Jose. Jose does it. We've only got, like, 10 fit players. It happens. You know, let's take a little look at the training regime, because although I am phoning about Everton, when Klopp come in, I think he was five or six players in the space of 3 weeks.
I think sometimes that's just, you know, pure luck. Sometimes it goes that way, you know. You can get the, like, Chelsea all season have had, they've deserved the lead, but they've rode the luck a bit. They've had no suspension. They've had very, very few injuries, and what they've been to not key players. You know, and that's what you need. You always need that little bit of luck when you have a really good season. And hey, all right, we have had, you know, we've got a decent squad, not good enough. But we have had really big hits with, like, some Mane, especially when he went.
Mane,
Coutinho.
Mane, when he went away with
that was a big one, yeah. Coutinho and Lallana, all at the same time. And Henderson. And hey, could have been a lot worse. Danny Ings out all season. Gomez was out for season. Hey, but we should have probably a squad that can help that. And we didn't, to be fair. So it's our own fault, yeah.
I mean, it goes across on both sides, although, if I'm honest, mate, blue and red. I don't think we'd be strengthened as we should. I don't think the players... I mean, when I sit back and I look now, I'm 33, I grew up in the 90s, so we would dogfight every year just about staying up. Now, the Liverpool, I know, players who play for Liverpool, they're not Liverpool players. James Milner, it's not a Liverpool player. I wouldn't have him in the Everton squad.
I think James Milner has been probably the best player this year.
He's been consistent.
No, well, you know, people said that about Phil Neville when he played for Everton.
He's playing it sometimes, Joe. Yeah. Like, Phil Neville played in a different position. Like, you know, Milner's had to play left back, you know, because the manager wants to, because we didn't have enough cover and he wasn't, you know, convinced by Moreno. And the lad's just got on with it. And to be fair, he's done really, really well. You know, he's no Seamus Coleman, but there you go.
He gets his head down, although, and he puts a graft in, mate. But, like, you know, the type of player for Liverpool, he's not a Liverpool player. You know, with Liverpool, you'd expect a bit of class and a bit of quality, all right? You don't necessarily gel. And they don't always play as a unit, but they're always stars. And then, you know, some of the players that Liverpool have got now, they're unrecognisable. Lallana.
I think
Lallana is underrated, if I'm totally honest. I'd rate Lallana. You know, he does a job. He's good for England. Obviously not seeing as much of him because I am a Blue.
Joe, you're going on about Liverpool so much, I think you're a secret red, mate.
Yeah,
come on, Joe, come on. You know more about Liverpool than me, pal.
That's because I'm a fan, also. but listen, the point is, you know, nice talking to you, although, but the point I wanted to make, or a couple of points, yourself, Sharpie, the Ross Barkley saga, I think that's dragged on far too long.
Yeah.
Far too long. I mean, you know, people are reading things into the kit release. You know, Ross has featured heavily on it.
Yeah.
You know, if he was going to stay... In my eyes, he should have come out and said it by now.
Yeah.
Even last week, he got told you've got a 7-day ultimatum. Mm. He's not bigger than the club.
No, not at all.
You know, he's been. I seen you at the lads' night in Goodison, Sharp, Anna, when you were there with Branchy and that, and I spoke to you. And you know, he's not like, you know, he's a prospect no more. He's got 3-4 years under his belt in the.
Come on, Sharp, get replying to this.
Joe, listen, the thing is. He, quite right, everything he said. Ross knows what he's doing. If he's not staying, I think it's common decency to tell the manager and say, right, OK, listen, it's not working for me, let's go, and then draw a line under it and look forward to the next season.
Well, that's it, but that brings me on to my next one, and obviously, you know, people are talking about Rooney. Now, I don't want Wayne Rooney sharp. I'd like to get your opinion on that. I think, obviously, it goes without saying, his best years are well behind him, but... If we're looking to kick on him, we've got far as money. You know, where does he fill in? Because he's not going to play 36, 38, 40 games a season. We've got Europe to contend to. Now, Guildford Sigurdsson, on the other hand, got Premier League experience and youth. And Davy Klassen looks a good player. I've seen clips of him and he does look good, mate. Now,
Joe, the only thing I would say to you about the Rooney situation, you're talking about his age and games, I think you just have to look when we signed Gareth Barry the first time, and people were saying, "What are you signing him for? The age of him, kind of thing." And I think his appearance record was top notch. So listen, Wayne Rooney, if he comes back to Everton, we'll have a little bit of added spice to show people that he can still do it. Whether it happens or not, I'm not too sure.
Joe, we love you, but we've got to go.
Well done. Nice to talk to you, Joe, lad.
Cheers, Joe.
Cheers next season, boys.
Cheers, Joe.
Well, lad. Cheers.
He's great, is Joe, isn't he?
Some good points.
Look, you sharp. Get responding to this a bit more clinically. He's shaking his head.
Guildford.
Guildford Sigurdsson. He should be called Guildford Sigurdsson. It's a much better name, brilliant, isn't it? Are you worn out there, are you, Sharpie?
Was, yeah, my ears are ringing.
I think he had some really good points.
Yeah. He did, especially the first point when he talked about you lot. Yeah.
Extensively.
Yeah.
There's a lot on his mind there, wasn't there? We need to say well done to Much Walton. The under-11s, they beat Corinthians 2-1 to become Liverpool City champions today.
Yeah, yeah, went and watched the game. Really good game. My grandson played for them, and very proud, good. They won two finals this week, and they're playing at Goodison in the morning, 9 o'clock, so I'll be up there, you know, watching them and cheering them on. But I love watching kids' football, the honesty. We're going back to what we said before about the diving and all that. You see kids playing a Sunday or a Saturday with the school. It's just... I love seeing the freshness of it, you know. It's a really good game today. Really good game.
They seem to get better and better at under 11, don't they?
But one thing that grieves me a little bit, like, it's a bit political, but like I go to Portugal and I go to villages in Portugal and they have the 3G pitches and they have the floodlight work, and they have like a little bar where you can have a coffee or a brandy or a beer, and they've got lovely facilities for them. You know, Camp Hill, went to Camp Hill there, and I know Camp Hill for donkey's years, Garston Park, Allerton, wherever you go around there. Still no better. Still no better. It's absolutely shocking. Shocking the amount of money that's in the game, and it's never looked after. It's just a joke.
I went to the Academy Awards last night, at the Everton Academy Awards. Incredible, and it showed you some of the footage of the games, and the kids. You talked about the kids are getting better. Unbelievable, you know, absolutely unbelievable. And the goals he scored, and they had to pick a goal of the season, and David Unsworth had to choose
it. Was it
the 9-1 or something? Aldridge has seen it. It was absolutely stunning. I can't remember the kid's name, but what a stunning strike it was. It came out, he stopped it, he flicked up and volleyed it in top corner, and he was 9. Absolutely incredible. So they're getting better.
Talking of stunning strikes, the news today that Dirk Kuyt would be retiring.
Where? What a way to go out.
Absolutely. So he scores a hat-trick. Feyenoord win the championship. Brad Jones was in that team as well, wasn't he? He's in goal.
I was surprised at that. You sound a little bit surprised.
Because he wasn't really... You know, Brad didn't quite hit the heights, did he?
It wasn't good enough for me. But
Dirk Kuyt, hopeless.
Not far off. Yes.
But Dirk Kuyt, you know, when he first came to Liverpool, you could see he was a grafter. He's a workman-like player. Good player, don't get me wrong. You know, and he played some great games for us over the time he's here. You know, he's finished off the club that he wanted to, and he's a lovely bloke. Met him quite a few okay, cracking fella, and I'm sure he enjoys retirement now. Great way to go out.
Absolutely. A couple of leagues close to a conclusion as well. Monaco won the French league last night. Juventus won the Coppa Italia. Yeah. And I think Real Madrid are 1 point away from...
Scored again, didn't he?
La Liga. He's passed Jimmy Greaves' record, hasn't he?
Ronaldo.
Which is phenomenal in numbers.
That's absolutely amazing.
Right, loads of callers waiting to come on, so we'll take this break a little bit early and get back to the phone lines on the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. 4720967 if you want to get involved.
The Legends with 888 Sport. Whatever your sport, take them on. Bet now. Gamble responsibly. Call now, 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
John is still on cloud nine after his amazing success in this the other night when he pulled Jermaine Defoe's name out of the bag.
I think we should refuse to do this because we've said it's for a competition and whoever loses should take us out for an end of season. Yeah.
So this was a competition between you and John and our producer, Dave. Yeah?
Yes, and the producer has lost.
He's reneging.
And he's reneged on the deal.
Yeah, he's backing out, isn't
he? Poor.
He signed a sheet as well,
really
agreeing
poor
to the rules of the competition. Right, OK, 4-0 it is. And let's crack on with look who's scoring for another week. The countdown clock is ready. Play along at home if you'd like to. Right, for 5 points, gents, this player was born in 1977 and he spent 11 years of his playing career in England with two Premier League clubs, both of which have won the Premier League title. But he won major honours with just one of them. She got an age, really. Was here for a long, long time. I'll give you this. He wasn't a striker, I'll give you this. You say Frank Lampard? Yeah.
That was pathetic, Steve.
Yeah, that was awful, wasn't it? Really was.
Okay, 4 points. He won every domestic trophy in England. Every domestic trophy. So which clubs? That narrows it down. Also won the Champions League with an English club. Come on, there's only a certain number of clubs he could play for,
isn't
there?
You said he only won one major cup.
Where?
In your first one. 5 points.
Yes, he's even...
Didn't he?
I said he won major honours with one of those clubs he was with.
Major honours?
Major honours, yeah.
Okay. Dennis Wise.
This is getting farcical.
Right, OK. No, nothing from you,
so
John.
What was the last one,
nothing
then?
From you. He won every domestic trophy in England, also won the Champions League with an English club. Oh. Right, 3 points. He played for Inter Milan, but failed to win a trophy during his time there. So he played for Inter Milan. I think this might be the giveaway. 40 caps.
Is it not 40 caps?
2 goals for his European country. Come on, you must have it now. Everyone at home has got it now.
Inter Milan. Back.
I've not said it's a left back.
I've not said it's a left back. That's what I said. Dave's arguing here. Is it a full back?
Oh, it's 11 years.
Right. Played for Inter Milan. I thought that would be the giveaway. One of his clubs was Arsenal, and he also had a spell in France.
Jimmy Brady. No.
No, it's.
What did you say?
No, that's wrong.
That was pathetic, Steve.
Yeah, that was awful, wasn't it? Really was.
Need some new sound effects for next season. Dave, the producer, sort that out. Right. One of his clubs was Arsenal, and he also had a spell in France, Germany, and America. It can't be Bergkamp.
That was pathetic, Steve.
Yeah, that was awful, wasn't it? Really was.
Yeah, Bergkamp, but you were virtually there before.
I know. I can see his face. Sylvestre.
Who?
Sylvestre. Mikhail Sylvestre. I've done well, it again, Luke. If only the listeners at home could hear Dean shouting. He's not having it. Why not?
Between you, you're destroying this man.
Yeah.
Look at his face. John, describe Dave Downey at the moment.
He had his face and I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah. Well, Lon Sharpie.
Mikhail Sylvestre, the last clue was retired in 2014, started his career in France. Well done, Sharp.
Yeah.
That's. Oh, that's the points for you. I think the season is well and truly wrapped up as we head into the final game of the season on Monday night. Producer Dave,
Do we have to put on good gear on Monday to go out afterwards?
Is that right? You're going to sort them out? Okay. Right, just before we get back to our next caller, because we've got a few lined up, quick thought on this piece that James Pearce has written in The Echo today, John. Teenager Sessegnon, Ryan Sessegnon, is Liverpool's top target this summer, £10 million for a left-back. Alberto Moreno, obviously, probably...
I think, with all due respect to Moreno, the manager's not played him. He's not in his thoughts. He'll probably go back and have go back to Spain. Hopefully, he'll have a fruitful career there. And the look of this lad, and he is hot property. There's quite a few clubs in for him. So I don't know, but he scored a couple of goals from fullback at Newcastle, didn't he? As well in the league when Fulham went up there and beat them 4-1. And he had an absolute storm of that day. But I haven't seen that much of him, but apparently he's supposed to be very, very good.
Well, the fact Fulham haven't gone up, maybe he actually won that chance for Liverpool.
Wouldn't you think he might go with somebody more experienced? And that might be one for long term?
But it depends on James Milner, doesn't it?
Of course, as a squad, maybe.
He might be thinking, well, you know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm only surmised. If James is going to still play games at the top level... And the club, which he's in the contract, and this lad will come in. I don't know. He covered himself for the position as well.
Right, for you to get through on the phone lines, it's the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. Kenny's up first. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, How are we, lads? We okay?
Hello, Kenny.
Good, yeah. Listen, Sharpie, I'm going to throw your name in the hat for the Watford job.
No.
I was going to, but obviously the way you set your team up yesterday, conceding six goals at Goodison, absolute shock on me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought the referee and the officials were dreadful, especially the linesman over the far side. I tell you what, he had an absolute shocker, although we had one.
You know it's me, don't you?
I know it's you.
No, listen, Graeme, I'm all joking apart, by the way, mate. I'm just bringing up as well, to be honest with you, you were top man yesterday. I was obviously, you were brilliant with all the fellas. Ron, I had a laugh with you.
Yeah.
A little bit of banter. And obviously, it was just good to see, you know what I mean? Because I've met a few little ex-pros.
Yeah.
Not very approachable, to be honest with you, but no. I thought you and Graeme Stewart yesterday were there. And Kevin Nachlip, he was laced on during the Q&A.
Kenny, listen, the most important thing for yourselves and the boys that are doing it kind of thing, it's a day out for them. And we said before the game, listen, it's just all about enjoying yourselves. And I said to you, I told them before, you're in the dressing room before, and you say, listen, go and enjoy it. It's the most important thing. You're playing at Goodison on the turf, whatever, blah, blah. I said, but stay on your feet. Don't go in for any, because I've seen it so many times where they're that head up kind of thing. They're going steaming in for tackles and they're getting carried off right, left and centre. But I would have to say the officials were very good. That's one because Kenny's phoned up.
Well, honestly, I have to give that offside back to the end. You know, twitty arm with the blue shirt, Graeme. It just has to go up, you know what I mean? But it was a great day.
And how did you on in the next game? Is that all right?
Yeah, no worries. It was all right. It wasn't good as obviously that set up, but no, it was there. There were more veterans, to be honest with you. More your and Aldo's age, to be honest with you.
Oh, cheers.
So, Kenny, have you got a thought on Liverpool or Everton?
I'm a red. I spoke to Graeme yesterday. He knows I'm a red. So to Graeme. And obviously, the only thing I'm concerned about is obviously the last game of the season with the Reds. And obviously, bring Aldo in on this as well. Is obviously, you know, I don't know how it works at the pro level, but are players, if we're tapping up players now at the minute, are they sitting tight, waiting to see if we get Champions League? Or is that how it works? Is it all?
And you can't go direct to the players, obviously, unless they're out of contract. It's obviously you go to the agents. There's a legal way of actually doing it. Now I don't know how it is and how it works, but you've got to go through the club first, obviously, and then go to the agent and just have pre-talks just to see about the interest.
But what I'm saying is it all dependent on Champions League football whether these players will.
Well, some players, some players, yeah. Others maybe not. I don't know, but you know, if you go for the top players, you know. They do want to be in the Champions League, don't they? That's the way it's gone, you know, unfortunately. Unless they're a massive Liverpool fan or a big Everton fan, whichever way it goes, then obviously that's a different kettle of fish. But, they all want to play in the big one, yeah.
Kenny, we've got a steam through. Great to hear from you.
Cheers, Kenny.
Cheers, Kenny.
Thank you very much. Let's talk with Dave, who's in Anfield. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Steve. You all right?
Hello, pal. You through to the boys.
You okay? Dom?
Hello, Dave.
Hi, mate. You okay?
Yeah, pal, go on.
Good. Just a couple of points. I'm not sure if you just touched on it tonight, but when I was listening on Monday, when we were talking about the Coutinho situation in regards to his contract and so on, and obviously signed a new one, and Barcelona obviously sniffing, and with Klopp saying about him possibly moving back into the middle three rather than the front three, I think it's just tailor-made now, no matter what, in regards to, I think, whether it's this summer or definitely next, it'll be Barca bound. I think he'll be a perfect replacement for Iniesta. And it's just a case of, unfortunately, it's like the Suarez situation. And he's got to enjoy him while he's still here. And then crack on from there.
I think that could be right. Yeah, if his heart and soul's at Liverpool, then he'll stay. But we know the score. We've been there before, haven't we? You know what I mean, Dave?
Yeah, exactly.
But what you said there is pretty spot on.
Exactly. Second point, all the talk about Van Dijk and you know, the big money that's being quoted, and obviously the Southampton chairman saying about he'd want 60 million and so on. One, I'm not convinced Liverpool is his first choice, because if Chelsea come call, and then it's a lot easier. But two, for me, he's been out for 6 months personally now with an ankle operation. And that to me is too much of a gamble. I know the money's gone mad now in football, but if we're going to go and spend 60, 70 million, and I know a lot of Reds will probably disagree with me here, but I'd go for a number nine. I'd go and try and get someone like Aubameyang. because let's say...
Well, I think that's got to be Liverpool's priority anyway, a top striker. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. that has to, because we know where we've suffered this year and some of the games why we've suffered. You know, it's got to be a top number nine, because obviously Danny Ings has been out for a long time. Hopefully he'll come back. Origi, we're not sure of. Well, Daniel Sturridge might play his last game at the weekend for us. So you're left with very little up there. So that is priority. Not one, I think maybe two. You know, the Van Dijk situation, I don't know, because obviously all the speculation was before he had the bad injury. You know, since then it's gone quiet, and now the press is starting to hump for up now because they've got nothing else better to write about. So we don't know where that stands, you know.
Dave, finish it off quickly, pal. Go on.
Sorry. Just talking about the striker situation there. Do you not think that Klopp's still main number nine will be Firmino? I think it will be, unfortunately. And he's a great player, but I don't think you can get 25 goals out of him.
No, you can't. No, no, it's easy as that. You can't. No, he's not an out-and-out striker. You know, you need someone. Well, we all know the ones. You know, your Costas, your Harry Kane's, Lukaku does it. Yeah. Obviously, although you see the ones that scored all the top goals, they're the ones. That's what you want. That's what you want to be the spearhead of your arrow at the front.
Sanchez at Arsenal.
Yeah, Sanchez is different class. Yeah.
On the market, Dave. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much indeed. Let's see if we can squeeze two Blues in before the end of the show. Joe's on next. Hello, Joe.
Hi, boys. Okay.
Hello, Joe.
Just again, transfer window. Obviously, the other side of the park. I think the inevitability of Lukaku going, that's something we're going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Situation over Barkley, not sure he's listened to Tony Cotty's comments today saying there's better things at Tottenham. But it's this thing, it looks like we're going to have $75 million to spend. That's without incomings. Obviously you've got the likes in the ass, McGeady, players that are obviously on the way out of the club. Getting a link with the likes of Tammy Abraham, who obviously hasn't proven anything, but he hasn't proven any negativity either. But you know, I'm more worried about there's a lot of positions I'm worried about. I don't think our back four are strong enough, full-backs included, centre-half goalkeeper. I don't want us to build a whole new team. There's players there I would keep. I know I heard someone in last game saying there's not many players he'd keep in the squad. There is the odd few, but obviously that back four is an aging, bar Seamus Coleman, is an aging one. Funes Mori, for me, I've got a feeling he might go. He's obviously not happy at the minute. I know he's been injured, but in fairness, I don't really rate him as a footballer in general anyway. But there's other positions we've got to be worried about rather than holding on, whether Ross Barkley. I'd be more gutted if Barkley went than Lukaku. it'll hit me like the Rooney one did, because obviously he's an Evertonian. But Lukaku's the one you can't replace. I think you can replace Barkley with a like-for-like creative midfielder. His staff don't lie, Ross. He's a good player, but he doesn't do it consistently. He doesn't do it enough. He doesn't do it every week. He's got the ability to do it. He doesn't apply it. Certainly this season, he's been a lot better than the last. But there's a lot of positions there, Graham, when I'm looking at it.
Joe, I think, you're spot on, and I think he knows that. You know, the manager's not daft, and he's obviously... And what you said is correct. You know, you're looking at all the positions. I don't think the only position we're really strong at the moment is probably central midfield with the amount of players we've got in there. But I think you're right. I think there's lots of areas of the team that we need to strengthen. You know, you can start from the goalkeeper all the way through. You know, you look at if Lukaku does stay, you know, we need backup for him again, because Coney looks if he's on his way. And we really haven't got any other striking backup. Okay, we've got young lads, but if you've got European football and more games, you need a bigger squad. So that means, you know, in the summer, whether the sum is £75 million, I think it would probably be more than that to bring in, you know, players of quality. So, listen, again, at the moment, it's all speculation, you know, either side of the park, all over football, who's coming, who's going. I think it's a case of just wait and see.
Joe, great stuff. We've only got 1 minute left, so let's just squeeze one more caller in. That's Tony, who's in Wavertree. Hello, Tony.
Tony from Walton, it is, Steve.
Tony from Walton.
Oh, it's weird, haven't you, Tony?
Yeah, all right, John.
Thanks for that tip the other week, Tom.
I know. It's running tomorrow, John.
It's still running now from last week, Tom.
No, it's running tomorrow. I need to ask for any money back on it. Just want to touch on, big game Sunday, John.
Yeah, absolutely, Tony, yeah. Absolutely, mate, yeah.
Just want to touch on Sturridge, whether you think you should keep him or let him go. I mean, what he's brought to the side the last couple of games, he's, you know, we haven't had that. He's still a bit of pace, his movements, and it's just, he's just frustrating, John, because When Sturridge is Sturridge, he's brilliant. And then when he's like taking injuries and that, he's you want him gone. It's just hard, isn't he?
Yeah, it's hard. It's like a false dawn, isn't it? You know, we all know what he's got. You know, hopefully he'll place when he'll have a blind and he'll get a hat trick or whatever. You know, but I think the manager knows. I don't know, only the manager knows. But if I'm a betting man, which you obviously know I am, I would probably say he probably won't be at the club next year. But I don't know. I don't know if you know, and I know if he was fit running, he'd have him all day long. He's the best striker we've got by a mile.
I just don't think Klopp, just the body language, and I just don't think he fancies him anyway now, does he?
It's so frustrating, isn't it?
But see, the thing, John, as well, would somebody else take a chance on him? Or would Liverpool say, I tell you what, okay, he's not going to be a number one, but he's good to have in the squad to come off and score goals kind of thing. So
you can keep him fit.
And I'm just thinking, somebody else looking at him, thinking, well, how much would you say, how much would you buy him for? People would say, I'm not giving you all that money because he's injury prone and everything else. So I don't know, it's a difficult one. And yes. I think if Liverpool kept him, he would still be an asset to them. But whether he would start enough games for him, I'm not sure.
Would you like him with Everton, Sharpie? Would you take him with Everton?
But it's the same thing again. You know, when he's fully fit, without a shadow of a doubt. But I just think that with the injuries he's got, I think it puts a doubt in your mind to say, you know, I'm going to shell out, say, 10, 12 million. See, whatever it is, it might be more than that. I'm taking a gamble here, you know, just because of his fitness, in terms of ability all day long. But I think the fitness is a big question mark about
him. Absolutely, yeah.
If it was a better man, I'd say he ended up at West Ham.
If you say he's going to West Ham and you know to tip it, he's got no chance.
Tony, thank you very much indeed. 24 minutes past seven. Chaps, Sharp, excellent performance on look who's scoring. Excellent from Sharp. Aldridge, not bad. Well done indeed. The boys will be back for a final Radio City Talk Legends with 888 Sport on Monday night.
The Legends with 888 Sport. Whatever your sport, take them on. Bet now. Gamble responsibly.